The World This Week, Politics.
Israel continued to pound Hamas's infrastructure in Gaza, knocking out command centers, weapons stockpiles, and tunnels. The army said it carried out an operation inside northern Gaza to prepare for a ground invasion. Some humanitarian aid was being let in. As the death toll grew among Palestinians, the UN said a third of Gaza's hospitals were shut. Clashes between Palestinians and Israeli settlers and troops intensified in the West Bank, where Israel detained scores of Hamas men. Israel said that Hamas is holding 220 hostages. Some of the captives are dual nationals and foreign citizens. Hamas released four women, two of whom were American. Meanwhile, Israel decided to release raw footage of the Hamas terror attack on October 7th to counter claims that the atrocity has been exaggerated. A government spokesman said such claims are a Holocaust denial-like phenomenon unfolding in real time. More rockets rained down on Israel, with one reaching Eilat on the Red Sea. Missiles fired from Yemen were intercepted by an American warship, and rockets were also launched from Syria. America is boosting its troops and weaponry in the region, amid fears that Iran's proxies, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Islamic Jihad, may escalate the conflict. Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that the Russian fleet is no longer capable of operating in the western part of the Black Sea and is gradually retreating from Crimea because of Ukrainian attacks on Russian ships. Ukraine's president provided no evidence for the claim. Meanwhile, Russia intensified its offensive in Avdiivka in East Ukraine. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, at last signed a bill approving Sweden's bid to join NATO and sent it to Parliament for ratification. Once Turkey's legislature passes the bill, Hungary will be the only NATO country yet to approve Sweden's application. NATO's Secretary-General, Jens Stoltenberg, hopes all this can be done in time for a big meeting in late November. Separately, Mr. Erdogan described Hamas as a liberation group. The right-wing Swiss People's Party, or SVP, came first in Switzerland's parliamentary election, taking 28% of the vote and 62 seats in the 200-member lower house. The SVP's main campaign theme was restricting immigration.